It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
4 o'clock hour. We'll start with the stock market report, sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones up 243 points today. S&P 500 didn't move, and the NASDAQ down 39 points. So a little mixed day on Wall Street. Crowder just took off. He's in New Jersey. He's up there for the pivot. They're doing some interviews. He just took off. To go in, can I say that who he's interviewing?
I don't know. I don't know.
Fabulous. I mean, there's no good rapper, but that's where he just went. So he'll maybe be back by 5, I would say. Just watching the Marlins game here.
What is it? Top of the Jimmy just told me top or bottom of the fourth.
I think there was a double just to start the inning.
Yeah, it's the top of the fourth. Now the Marlins now lead 3-2.
Yeah, 3-2. All right. Before we get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour, let me tell you the code word today, because we've got the great country show Stars and Strings coming back to the Hard Rock Live November 14th. And we're trying to give away some tickets. Every day we'd give you a different code word. You can see Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more in concert. Code word today is concert. So text the word concert to 20357. That's 20357. Text the word concert. You can win a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings at Hard Rock Live. Message and data rates may apply. Code word is concert. Text it right now to 20357. All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana as the umpires meet on the infield. Run might be coming back. I don't know what's going on here. Interesting.
As long as Griffin Conine didn't hit a home run, because I will be...
Right, because we didn't bet that, yeah. And that would be a bummer. So now we're rooting against him, right?
We don't want
him to hit a home run.
In a weird way, but rooting against him.
But we are rooting for the North Dakota State over tonight. Yes, over 21.5.
Bison. Let's go. This sports update is driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. A full slate of college football action tonight. Bunch of top 25 teams are playing. Mizzou, Utah, Kansas, and NC State. You'll listen on this radio station to UNC versus Minnesota tonight, starting at 7:30 p.m. I believe kickoff will be at 8. And I saw UCF plays tonight as well. They're big favorites at home. You got a lot of college football action tonight. You get home and no longer got to turn on Netflix. Let's watch some football.
Florida Atlanta is tomorrow.
Who do they play?
Michigan State at Michigan State.
Oof. Yeesh.
13.5-point dogs.
Yeah. Good luck, FAU. All right, so just a couple Dolphins notes. Talked about it a couple times already today. Robbie Chosen, kind of the big news from today. He has joined the Miami Dolphins practice squad. He was cut by San Francisco earlier this week, and he is back in the 305.
We will consider that to be your training camp report, sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. So if you're ready to make the move, log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future.
Yesterday, we spent most of the 3 o'clock hour kind of going back and forth on expectations for the Miami Dolphins. You called me Womar, White Omar, because of my attempt to kind of temper yours and Crowder's expectations for this Dolphins season. Now, today, Mike McDaniel, again, he spoke to the media. He was kind of asked about these expectations after several of their top players got paid. Waddle got a new deal. We all know Tua got that new deal. Tyreek Hill kind of restructured his contract. He got more guaranteed money. And he discussed that, and here's what he had to say about Tua. Quote, "No days off when you're in the situation where you are the highest paid employee." Kind of saying that Tua's bought in and has set that bar within the organization.
Okay.
The big NFL news today, Patriots announced Jacoby Brissett will be the week one starter in New England. So rookie Drake May, despite the fact that Gerard Mayo said it earlier this week that he had outplayed Jacoby during the preseason, will not start in New England, our AFC's rivals.
All right. I don't hate that, you know.
It's funny because like Tom Brady, I don't know if you saw this. I think he was on like Stephen A. Smith's podcast. He was speaking somewhere. Like maybe a week ago, and he went on this big tirade about how players aren't developed anymore and that guys get rushed, especially rookie quarterbacks, get rushed into these situations where they have to produce right away. And I don't know, I feel like Gerard Mayo might have watched that and said, huh, maybe
Tom Brady says it. Right. Yeah, not a bad guy to listen to.
Yeah, maybe Drake May should sit behind Jacoby for a couple weeks and just soak in all that knowledge.
Marlins up 4-2 now, by the way.
Obviously, UM versus UF on Saturday, 3:30 p.m. kickoff. Hawk, what do you think about this? Because I know Jimmy sent this to me, and it's been a very hot topic on social media and in my group chats. I have a lot of friends going up to Gainesville, and they're upset because, A, Miami will be sporting all white in the game Saturday, and UF, everybody kind of knows this by now, has announced that they want the stadium to be a whiteout. They want their fans to wear white at the stadium. So it's a little confusing. Whiteout usually indicative of the home team wearing all white. But in this rare instance, Miami will be wearing all white, and UF wants their stadium to be all white. So I don't know, like, what's your take on this?
It's stupid as hell. I hate when teams don't coordinate that with the front office or the marketing team and the uniforms. It doesn't make sense. Michael McCullough and the Heat do such a great job. Because you ever see those NBA games where it's like everyone is wearing red? I'm trying to think of which team it is, like OKC or something. Everyone wears blue, and then OKC is wearing white, and the road team is wearing, you know, blue. And the Heat never do that. If the Heat tell you to wear red, remember they had the playoff season one season that was back in black.
Yeah.
Like, they always coordinate with what the fans are doing. It is so dumb to have a whiteout, and then the road team, your opponent, is the team in all white.
Some UF fans speculating on Instagram that this is actually, or on Twitter, that this is actually a ploy by UF. Because Miami will be distracted as they will be actually blending in with the crowd. I don't shoot the messenger, okay? Don't shoot the messenger, Hawk.
That Cam Ward will throw the ball, say, into the seventh row because he'll think that that's Xavier Restrepo?
Listen, man, everybody says UF has the best academics in the state. I don't know. Check on their fan base on social media.
I'm not so certain about that. More Marlins runs are scoring. Let's go. Let's baby go. Shark. Doot, 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 doot. 6-2 Marlins. Top of the fourth.
One other note. Cristobal did tell Joe Rose earlier in the week that Mark Fletcher is all the way back. He's going to play on Saturday. So that's good news for the Miami Hurricanes. I don't think he'll be starting because Damian Martinez transferred here and he's really, really good. But that is good news for the Canes that Mark Fletcher will be good to go.
All right.
Steph Curry signed a one-year extension with the Warriors. $62.6 million for one season. That'll kick in 2026-2027. So all this talk that we had a couple weeks ago about Curry should have teamed up with LeBron. There was also a lot of rumblings because Steph Curry actually removed Golden State Warriors from his Instagram bio last week. So a lot of people were speculating if his relationship in San Francisco has gotten a little rocky. I guess that all gets put to bed now since he's going to be there at least for three more seasons.
He is worth every penny of that. LeBron made a decision that Bronny's not allowed to call him dad on the court.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, he said that that's the one rule he's got going into the season. He can call me 2-3. He can call me what he cannot call me dad on the court.
What about like pops?
Probably no derivatives of dad.
What about papi?
Again, probably no derivatives.
Okay. That's weird though, isn't it?
I mean, you know, you're in a professional setting. You know, like if you work with, if you're a, I don't know, if you're a bank teller and the bank manager is your mother, would you go to her office and say, "Mom, I have a question," or you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I've never thought of that, but it is weird that his son is going to not refer to him as dad.
Right.
Is it not? Like, if your son just
stopped
calling you dad.
On the basketball court, though. Yeah. On the basketball court.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm seeing the quote now. He's got to call me 2-3 or Bron or Goat if he wants to. No, okay. Can't be running down the damn court like, "Dad, I'm open." Well, guess what, Bron? I got news for you.
You know what? I think, yeah, well, first of all, you're not going to be playing at the same time. But secondly, that might be disconcerting for LeBron. Like, might take him out of his game. Like, that's just a constant reminder. Oh, I'm out here playing with Bronny.
Yeah.
Like, no. I'm still the, you know, in his mind, the greatest of all time. Like, don't call me dad out here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Hawk, did you see that the Dodgers last night had a Shohei Ohtani bobblehead night? They're giving out Shohei Ohtani bobbleheads, which were actually really cool because it's Shohei Ohtani with his dog, his pet dog, which has become this sensation in L.A. I believe he had the dog out on the field yesterday to help him throw out the first pitch. Yeah. So people started lining up to get into Dodger Stadium 7 hours before the game to be first in line for a Shohei Ohtani bobblehead.
I wonder how much those are up on eBay for already.
Oh, they've got to be up. What do you think, like $10,000 or something?
Nah, I'm going to say like $250.
Would you pay money for a bobblehead? Would you pay $250 for a bobblehead?
I mean, I don't collect bobbleheads. I mean, I have some behind me, but I don't really collect them. But like cool little giveaways, I'm all for. Lori bought a Marlins ticket last weekend, and we weren't even going to the game, but she bought a Marlins ticket because she wanted the Marlins Barbie jersey. And so she bought a ticket and then gave it to Appel. And he went down to, you know, call a game and picked up her jersey. The Marlins are doing a really cool Panthers style hockey sweater that's got the, you know, Panthers colors, but Marlins logo. I'm tempted to buy a ticket to get that. So, yeah, if it was something like, I like that kind of stuff. I'm not a bobblehead guy, so I wouldn't wait in line, you know, 8 hours for a bobblehead.
Did I miss SpongeBob Day at Lone Depot Park?
I think it's still coming up, no?
Okay, yeah. Because I do want one of those jerseys.
Apparently Wendy's is going to be offering actual Krabby Patties.
Yeah, I did see that. They have a whole, like, SpongeBob menu They sent out some memo that was supposed to be a secret memo.
Right. Except was that really meant to be secret? Correct. And is it really happening?
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. So they have a whole SpongeBob SquarePants menu collabo that's supposed to be coming out. A Krabby. These are the three things in the memo. A Krabby Patty. So it's going to be a cheeseburger that they have loaded with fresh produce and a new Krabby Patty sauce. But it's, you know, it's supposed to be a secret. That's
gotcha.
Secret formula from the show. A pineapple under the sea frosty.
Oh, I like that. I love pineapple flavor.
The frosty will be flavored with vanilla, mango, and pineapple puree.
I'm in. I like that. Like a daiquiri.
Yeah. And then they're hot and crispy fries, which I don't understand this. It's already a menu item, but this memo they sent out says that the Krabby Patty will be served with these like signature Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Mm. So fries.
What about Capri Sun? Did you see this news?
I don't know what to make of this.
Very bizarre.
Is it an actual bottle or is it like a malleable Capri Sun packet that happens to have a twist top? I can't get clarification on this.
I can't give you clarification, but from the renderings or the pictures that they posted, it's a bottle. It's a plastic bottle. And for those of you that aren't in the know, Capri Sun is releasing a bottled version of their juice. They're trying to target adult audiences.
Which I got to say, listen, the only thing that makes you want to drink a Capri Sun is because it's in a packet. It's in a bottle. I got a million other options. The only reason I'm buying a Capri Sun, I can load them into the little side compartment in the fridge.
It's not even because it's in the packet, though. The only reason worth drinking a Capri Sun is to grab the straw, rip it off the packet, and just jam it into the packet. Like, that's the best part about drinking the Capri Sun.
It's a whole thing. It's a thing. We all know how to drink a Capri Sun. Capri Sun ain't going to taste the same coming out of a bottle like a Gatorade.
Yeah. You ever drink those like juice? They have those back in like the 30s when you were in elementary school. Those like juice pouches.
You're talking about like a Capri Sun?
No. I'm talking about like a little plastic pouch. Could fit in your pocket. Little plastic pouch. Growing up in the Dade County public school system, they had apple juice, like different types of juice pouches, grape juice.
It's like jugs, kind of.
Like a little pouch. I'm talking about it fits in the palm of your hand, like a little pouch.
Your parents just gave you juice maybe in a Ziploc bag?
No, you couldn't buy these. That's what it looked like, though, like a mini Ziploc bag. Filled with juice.
That doesn't ring a bell.
They had them at when I was growing up. You never had those, Jimmy?
No, it was like what I had. It was the one in a plastic bottle, a little plastic.
Yeah,
bottle.
I know what you're talking about. The little jugs, little jug of bug juice.
Nah, this
it's called bug juice.
They used to, at least where I went to school, Devonair or Vita, they had these plastic little pouches filled with juices. And then you would literally...
I'm not so certain.
You'd just rip off the corner of the plastic, and then you'd squeeze all the juice out. Anyways, those are your headlines. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. You look more adult drinking Capri Sun out of a plastic bottle.
I think you look ridiculous if you're drinking a Capri Sun out of anything other than a pouch.
Yeah. But you also look ridiculous drinking a Capri Sun out of a pouch.
Right, but everyone looks at you and they're like, I get it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, I love the flavor of Capri Sun so much, I got to have it out of a bottle. This is like the whole thing of ordering Chuck E. Cheese, you know, as pizza delivery. It's like, okay, I get it. It's pizza. I don't want it delivered to my house. I don't want to treat Chuck E. Cheese pizza like actual pizza. I want to treat it like something special, which is you can only have it when you're at that place because that's just part of the, you know, thing. And the same thing for Capri Sun. Like, it's meant to be drank out of the pouch with the tiny straw that you can barely get any juice out of.
Mm-hmm.
And if you poke yourself with it, you might bleed. It's so sharp at the end. start putting it in a regular container. What are we doing here?
What do you think Tommy Tighe will say if I take out a Capri Sun at the Heat game sitting next to him? The pouch.
I think he would appreciate it. I think he would appreciate it.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is partly cloudy. Kind of stopped raining here in Miami, but I know it's still raining in parts of South Florida. 85 degrees and humid, brother. That's your weather.
Marlins leading 7-2, by the way, bottom of the fourth now. Cheetah Pompano, great spot to watch any big game. I mean, there's like 32 college football games tonight. 1 week from tonight, KC and Baltimore. Actual professional football. Not going to do much better than the Cheetah or a big fight card on the weekend. They've got HDTVs throughout the club and VIP areas and four stages of entertainment. Cheetah Pompano, they also have an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6 p.m. every day. Their free lunch is phenomenal. You go there later in the evening, they've got a full dinner menu as well. And don't forget, if you're an in-the-biz worker, hotel, restaurant, bar, nightclub, some great in-the-biz specials from Cheetah Pompano. They take care of in-the-biz folks better than anyone. You can ask for details at the club. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. If you want all the details, just check out their website. It's CheetahSOFL.com.
Hornelder has it, looks left, throws right all the way back to the goal line. Looking for a block is Dallas Crawford. He keeps it alive, chucks it all the way across the field, and it's caught there at the 15. There's a big block at the 30, to the 35, to the 40, to midfield. And still going is Cornelder. He's at the 40-yard line.
Come on,
oh,
baby!
He might go!
Baby!
He's at the 20! He's at the 10! At the 5! He scores! He scores! Cornelder scores! It's a touchdown! It's a touchdown! It's a miracle in Durham, North Carolina!
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let me do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. It's brought to you by your South Florida Lexus dealers. A summer getaway is waiting for you at the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 3rd. Learn more at Lexus.com/offers. There was, I meant to get to this a couple days ago. Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post tweeted out something that was so fascinating to me. And I had it here and I never got to it. He tweeted out, is Skylar Thompson the second best quarterback of the 2022 NFL draft class?
Oh, my God.
Did you see that tweet?
I didn't see the tweet, but I've seen a graphic. I think it was CBS Sports or NFL on Fox that posted all the quarterbacks from that draft class.
So here's the draft class. Kenny Pickett, he was picked in the first round. Desmond Ridder, Malik Willis, Matt Corral, all picked in the third round. Bailey Zappe, fourth round. Sam Howell, fifth round. Chris Olatokun and Skylar Thompson and Brock Purdy, all in the seventh round. Is Skylar Thompson the best quarterback, second best quarterback, 2022 draft class? Brock Purdy being the best, obviously.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens with the Pastronaut this year.
Well, he wasn't in it.
But if the Pastronaut takes Brock Purdy's spot,
Right? I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
But is Skylar Thompson better than Kenny Pickett, Desmond Ridder, Malik Willis, Matt Corral, Bailey Zappe, and Sam Howell?
I mean, you can make the argument, right? He has a backup quarterback job in this league.
Right.
Kenny Pickett, he's on the Eagles. He's maybe their second. I'd have to look it up, but like, I mean, he was a bum as a starter. Desmond Ridder, a bum as a starter. Malik Willis, traded to the Packers.
Matt Corral's been a bum. Bailey Zappe was decent. Sam Howell was decent.
Well, when you say decent, like they were, he was better than Mac Jones.
Well, he had a game or two.
Yeah, he had a game.
Which is more than Skyler's had, in all honesty.
Skyler almost won a playoff game in Buffalo on the road.
Okay.
Not that that means anything. Like, I said that, like, if it, you know, pumping my chest. I am the leader of the Skylar Thompson Brigade. I realize how ridiculous that sounds. He almost won a game. But, yeah, I mean, he stepped into a bad spot. Tua went out. Teddy was out. Almost won the game. Played decent. Beat out Mike White for the backup job in Miami. He might be the second best quarterback in that list.
How about this, too? I meant to get to this earlier. Warren Sharp posted two wild stats. And I didn't check these to make sure that it's 100% correct. I'm assuming it is. You probably should do that on Twitter, but I'm assuming it is. Trevor Lawrence is 1-18 when his defense doesn't record a takeaway, which is the worst record for any quarterback. And Trevor Lawrence has also lost 21 fumbles in the last three seasons, which is worst in the NFL. No other quarterback even has 15, let alone over 20. Does Trevor Lawrence have 21 fumbles, like himself, over the last three seasons?
It's possible, man. It's definitely possible.
Because I'm telling you, the way people talk about Trevor Lawrence versus Tua, if Tua had those two stats that I just said, that's all anyone would be talking about. It's a weird disconnect when it comes to Tua and context and the way the league looks at him versus Trevor Lawrence. Again, I got to double check and make sure those stats are actually true. 1-18 if his defense doesn't record a takeaway. And he's lost 21 fumbles in three seasons.
He's been sacked a total of 94 times in his three NFL seasons. 32 in his rookie year, 27 in 2022, and then 35 last year. Those are high numbers.
What about Tua? How much has he been sacked?
I'll tell you right now. Probably significantly less. That was the whole thing with Ryan Tannehill, right? Like, you can't protect him, has no time to throw the ball. But Tua gets the ball out so much quicker. Well,
but I wonder, is that a statement on Trevor Lawrence holding onto the ball too long, or if they had a really porous offensive line?
So in 3 years, Trevor Lawrence, 94 sacks in Jacksonville. Tua, in his four-year career, has only been sacked 90 times. He was sacked a career-high 29 times last year, but let's not forget, his first year in 2021, he didn't start every game. Didn't start until week 8, I believe. In 2021, his second year, he was sacked 20 times, but also didn't start every game. And then in 2022, he missed the last 2 months of the season because of concussions. Last year was the only time he had surpassed 13 starts in a year. So kind of extrapolate that out. Makes sense he had the most sacks he's ever had last year.
And then one other thing, as long as I'm telling you things that I haven't gotten to that's been on my notes to get to. I said this at the beginning of the week. I still haven't had time to get to it, but I'll ask you real quick. We're not going to have enough time to discuss it. Five Reasons Sports the weekend, who's meant more to the Miami Heat, Tyler Hero or Mario Chalmers? That was essentially the question, right? You saw it.
Yeah. I mean, what do you're putting me in a tough spot here. I think it's Mario Chalmers, and I don't say that as a slight.
Even though he's surrounded by Wade and LeBron?
Mario Chalmers was the first Heat rookie to start all 82 games for this organization as a rookie. And then after that, he started on two NBA Finals teams. And
Do they go to the finals without Mario Chalmers?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Does the Heat team in 2020 go to the finals without Tyler Hero?
I think they do.
Interesting.
I'm not telling you that.
That would have been the decision maker for me, but if you think they do, then yeah, it doesn't matter.
I mean, Tyler had an insane performance, Eastern Conference Finals, 36 points against the Boston Celtics. Like, I'm not trying to do Tyler Hero erasure, but for me, you're looking at a guy in Mario Chalmers who, sure, didn't have as big of a role, but played his role perfectly and had a really solid career as a role player with the best team in franchise history that won two NBA titles.
Right. I'm not diminishing his career, yeah, but a solid career as a role player on one of the best teams ever assembled.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I say that, and there's some fan out there who's saying, wow, you're saying Mario Chalmers is better than Tyler Hero. And that's not the question. Like, Tyler Hero is the better overall NBA player. There's no doubt about that. He's the more talented NBA player. But who's had the better?
Well, I don't know if that's so certain the way that you're saying that.
Yeah, come on. Tyler Hero can lead this team in scoring. I'm not saying
Mario Chalmers can play defense. Mario Chalmers single-handedly ended Linsanity.
He did. And Norris Cole. Throw a little love to No-No as well. Hawk, I am the biggest Mario Chalmers fan in the world.
I don't think you are.
I am the biggest Mario Chalmers fan in the world. Mario Chalmers, at his prime, could not have led this Heat team in scoring the way that Tyler Hero is capable of. Again, not saying that that's the best thing for the Heat, but he's capable of doing that. Mario Chalmers was not.
Also, happy birthday, Yakuba Diawara.
Heat legend.
Speaking of the Miami Heat.
One of the best.
He is.
One of the best names Mike B would announce, too. Yakuba Diawara.
42 today. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. We'll get you caught up on the headlines here on this Thursday, so don't go anywhere.
And it's going to come down to Devin Hester. Near side, 5 yard line. Hester to the 10, to the 15, has all 20. 25, 30. Here we go. He's at the 40. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. One man to beat. He's at the 30. Get back at the 20. He's at the 10. The 5. Devin Hester goes all the way. Touchdown for Devin Hester. 97 yards. What a way to start the day.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.